The question today is, what do you believe about divorce and remarriage? It's not what I believe, it's what the Bible said. This is part two of this particular question. We dealt with the fact that it's not what I believe, it's what the Bible says, what the Scripture says. And I know it's a touchy subject, but I'm not dealing with this to hurt anyone, but try to help you, to help the young people today, to tell them to wait on God for the right mate. You get the wrong one, it doesn't matter whether you get the wrong one or not, you still take vows before God, and what God had joined together, God said not to part asunder. Now we read Matthew 19:3-9, where the Pharisees tempted Jesus and asked him, is it lawful to do that? And then Jesus told them it wasn't. And he said, why did Moses allow it? And he said it was because of the hardness of your heart that he allowed that to happen. And we studied in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 24, Deuteronomy 22 first, it talked about those that were spouse were called husband and wife. And then if they come together, Deuteronomy 24, and the husband finds some unclean thing in her, he can, in other words, she's with child, what it amounts to, he can give her a writing, a bill of divorcement, and put her aside. Now, Joseph basically wanted to do that according to what Moses had allowed during the time of espousal. But after the marriage altar and the marriage bed, there was never a reason for that to happen. Now, let me interject right here. We have a booklet that's written on that. Paul Ragland preached a message years ago at Myrtle Baptist Church there at Camp Zion about is it lawful to put away your mate? And he put it right down specifically what the Bible says, and he's got it backed up by Scripture and the school of thought of those days and whatnot. We have that book. It's available, free for the asking. It's on the website, thepersuader.org. Look it up. Any of these messages we'll send to you by CD or tape. They're also archived on the Ask the Pastor there on our website, thepersuader.org. But we're trying to deal with this because we've had this question asked. What do you believe about divorce and remarriage? Now, what did Jesus say? That's what we need to be concerned about. And you notice what he said here, where we got down to, really. Verse number 9 is he's answering these Pharisees in chapter 19 of Matthew. He said, and I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whosoever marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. Now you notice he used the words fornication and the word adultery. The word fornication is an all-inclusive word. It can include adultery. But yet he used the word for fornication, which is really basically used in the Scripture. And I know it includes homosexuality and all incest and sex with corpse and all kind of things, as the pornography and everything that's done with that. But the thing about it, in context, basically that word is used for sex before the marriage altar and the marriage bed. Illicit sex. In other words, of someone who you're not espoused to. Fornication. So Moses allowed it for fornication. That was before marriage. And therefore, but now listen, what did it say there? It said, whoso put away, except it be for fornication. And again, that was just in the espousal. It has nothing to do with after the marriage altar and the marriage bed. But he said there that he who marrieth another committeth adultery. If he marries another, and of course, if you put the wife away and she marry another, she committeth adultery. Now, the word committeth is ETH. ETH verb in the King James Bible is showing continuous action. In other words, it's saying you're living a lifestyle of continuous action adultery if you're living in that particular state. Now, I realized something back years ago. I didn't know exactly where I stood on this. And I was taking the Greek over to the school close by here. And in some way, somehow, one of professor's tape got into my hand about divorce and remarriage. And on the way home, I listened to that tape. And this man made the statement like this. He said, if you are divorced and you remarry, you only commit adultery. The first act is committing adultery. After that, there is no more adultery. I thought to myself, well, I'm going to go home and look up the verb tenses of all these verbs. And if it is an aorist tense verb, it means point action, one time. But if it's a continuous action verb, it means a continuous lifestyle. And so I came home and I looked up every one of those verses in the Bible that I could find dealing with what he's saying about committing adultery. And here, just like this verse where it said he committeth adultery, which is a continuous action verb, which means it's a lifestyle of sin. In other words, in fact, the Bible says a man who lives in such as that. In other words, 1 John 3:9, a man who practices naturally sin has not been saved. Now, I know men have been remarried before they're saved, and God will forgive, and God will take care of what needs to be done after that. I don't know. I'll not get into all that. But I do not believe, and I say this very carefully from the Word of God, I do not believe a saved man can enter into a second marriage with anyone because he'll be committing a continuous action lifestyle of sin. Now, that's a hard statement, I know. It's not to hurt you. It's to help you to tell your children, thank God that God will forgive any sin, but don't do as I did. Wait on God. Don't let your hormones rule you. Don't let that happen. Be sensible about this thing and stay clean and stay pure until the marriage altar and the marriage bed. And then wait on God for the mate God wants you to have, and you'll have a little heaven on earth instead of problems and upheavals and all those things. And so, therefore, I say that reverently. I say that scripturally. And I say that not to hurt but to help, because I care. Because I love you. There may be somebody out there who's on the verge of doing that, and yet you know that really you've been worried about it and thinking about it. Just because the law of the land says it's okay doesn't mean the law of God says it's okay. Now you say, preacher, what would you do if you was in my shoes? I had that basically happen. I don't know what I'd do if I was in your shoes. I've not had to sit in your shoes. I thank God for a good wife. But yet, I know what I'd want to do. I'd want to do what the Word of God says, but I can't tell you what I'll do. And don't ever anyone say, I know what I'll do in this case or that case, because you might have to eat those words one day. But I'm just trying to tell you what the Bible says, and maybe it'll help somebody come to the end of themselves that they may be saved before it's everlastingly too late. And it might help your children and some other children, young people, to wait on God for the mate God has for them. Because we see He said, except it be for fornication, but if you marry after you put her away for any other reason, you commit adultery. And of course, the fornication doesn't even apply to us today. We don't have this spousal. We don't have that the time of a betrothal like they had in the Old Testament time. So when you come to the marriage altar and the marriage bed, then in that sense, at that point in time, he said not to remarry. Paul said this, and of course, if you do, you commit adultery. In Romans chapter number 7, verse number 1, Paul said this. He said, know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she's bound from the law of her husband. So then if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she's free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Now, Paul said that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, even though it's talking with the woman, that includes the man as well as the woman. Because he said in chapter 19 of the book of Matthew, he said what he said there. He said, I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, which is before our marriage altar and our marriage bed, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. So it's man as well as the woman. Now, further instructions given over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 10 and 11. Paul said this unto the married. He just talked about the unmarried, and he said it'd be better if you stay single, because you can serve God better that way. But if you can't contain, verse 9 said, let them marry, for it's better to marry than to burn. Commit sin, lust, and those type things. And so he comes and says now to the married, verse 10, I command you, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband, but and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. Again, this includes the man as well as the woman here. And the Bible says, goes on to talk about in verse 15, after he'd mentioned the unbeliever departing. In other words, the man, he said, stay with you. If you're a believer and marrying an unbeliever, it would not be good. I mean, you ought to have a heart for God, both of you, before you marry. But if you're saved and the other person's not saved and she leaves because of that, or he leaves because of that, he said, stay with them, first of all, because you set apart their life. in such a way that God can deal with their heart. They're sanctified by the saved wife, or they're sanctified by the saved husband. That means you'll have an influence on them if you're living a Christian life in front of them, like the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter number 3, talks about the woman, how she's to live in front of that husband. But if the unbelieving depart, listen to what he said in verse 15 of 1 Corinthians 7, let him depart. And of course, that's whether it be woman or man. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace. Now, some people won't interpret that, meaning that they can remarry because they said they're not in bondage under such case. Now, the word bondage simply means they're not obligated to take care of them. And in a day in which we live, that wouldn't even come under the jurisdiction of that word in one sense, because if they depart, they'll take you to the cleaners through the divorce court of the land in this day we live. But in that day, if they departed, they wasn't obligated to take care of that wife if she left on her own, or the wife take care of her husband if he left on his own. But what does it say do? It said, let them remain unmarried, is what he talks about. And he never does he give permission for remarriage for either the man or the woman. So what this is about, when we're talking about what do you believe about divorce and remarriage, it's not what I believe, it's what the Lord said. And it's not to hurt you, but it's to help you, to help others, to wait for the right one. Don't get in a big hurry just because your hormones are raging. And so if you're already in a second marriage, you'll agree with me. You'll agree with me that there are consequences that you have to suffer because of that second marriages. It's there. Therefore, you could give advice to young people and others in the church to wait on the Lord and let God do for them what's needed and send the mate that He'd have them across their path. So the question again, what do you believe about divorce and remarriage? I believe what the Bible says as best I know. And also I have the book on Is It Lawful to Put Away Thy Mate? By Paul Ragland. That's the message he preached at Myrtle, Mississippi at Camp Zion. And we'll send that to you if you'd like to have it. And I want you to know I love you. And I'd like to have any question you have, any specific thing about this. We'll try to answer it on the radio in the days ahead. If you'll just send them to us here at the church, or address or email at thepersuader.org is our website. And we have material about this and other salvation and all those things we've been dealing with from time to time. And so, is it lawful to put away thy mate? What do you believe about it? What the Bible says. And it is, of course, after the marriage altar and after the marriage bed, there's no scriptural reason for a person to get remarried. I mean, God does not really give permission to do that. The law of the land does, but the law of God doesn't. So that's where I stand, is where the Bible stands, and that's what we'll have to face one day at the judgments out yonder in the future. May the Lord help us today. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.